Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Father's Day weekend and U.S. Open golf. I mean, it's just perfection. Can't wait for this weekend. Ben Wilson, Sodus Bay Heights, good with his time. And let's preview the U.S. Open. Ben, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back on. I'm doing very well.
Yeah, I mean, it's going well here, Ben, and I love the fact that we get another major. I love the fact they moved the PGA Championship to May, and golf top of mind. Here we go to the June, and my gosh, here we are again talking Brooks Koepka. If you don't mind, we'll start here. Koepka has a chance to do something that hasn't been accomplished since 1905, and that's win three straight majors. He's won four of the last eight. I mean, we're talking Tiger Woods type of dominance, but I think it's fair to say that the public hasn't taken to Koepka like they have Tiger. What would be your thoughts on that there, Ben?
That's just a great question. You know, Tiger is Tiger. You know, Brooks Koepka, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, all these guys have started playing the game because of Tiger. You know, they came about in the Tiger era, and then, you know, 97 all the way up until today, current day. And he's been around a lot longer than Brooks Koepka, but I'm here to tell you that this guy is here to play, Brooks Koepka, and he seems to focus 100% of his energy on these major championships. And I think his attitude is just geared for winning these big events. And he's as you well know, he's not too shy about being vocal about his intentions in the major events.
Ben Wilson, Sodus Bay Heights Golf Club, our guest on the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Dustin Johnson is always somebody that we like to consider for majors as well. Made a change recently. He parted ways with his swing coach, Claude Harmon, going back to his college coach now, Alan Terrell. What do you make of coaching changes like this, Ben?
You know, it's not something that happens during a course of a season. Typically, a player of his caliber switching coaches. You know, I've done some looking into this, and I think the reconnecting with his college coach, who's also the director of instruction at his golf facility down in Myrtle Beach, where he went to school at Coastal Carolina. Alan Terrell knows his swings in and out, and I think he's still actually working a little bit with Claude with some video work. But I think it's a relationship thing. I think that a player might be looking for just a little bit of an advantage. And as you know, in his records, Dustin has two wins already this year. And oh, by the way, 2 seconds in both of the majors already at the Masters and at the PGA. Always somebody to look out for. But I guess to answer the question, guys, he's, in my opinion, must be looking for that little edge to get him over that hurdle to not finish second, finish first here in the last two majors.
He is with Sodus Bay Heights Golf Club. Ben Wilson, our guest, as we're previewing the U.S. Open coming up, opening round on Thursday. And, of course, the course. Let's talk about Pebble Beach. I mean, I can close my eyes. I can picture Pebble Beach. A lot of people can. Certainly no stranger to major play. It's the 13th time they've hosted a USGA event. Ben, from what you remember, what can you tell us? How does this course play? Who might it favor?
Well, I got to tell you, I've played Pebble one time myself, and this was on a Saturday and just a normal round, and it was absolutely beautiful and absolutely difficult. It rewards great shots and it penalizes poor shots. But I look at Pebble Beach, and you go back to last year. They actually hosted the U.S. Amateur last year in August, and the fairways were considerably wider. No means it was playing easy, but the fairways were wider and a little bit more forgiving on your approach shots. This course we're going to see today, this weekend is going to be a different animal. Very narrow landing areas, very penal. Penal shots are going to be just penalized if you're off the fairway even a few yards. So you're going to be looking for somebody who's extremely accurate off the tee. Dustin Johnson-esque, Koepka-esque, and you've got some of the younger guys out there that can pull this off. Patrick Cantlay's playing very well, so the winner could come from a large pool of players.
Ben Wilson, Sodus Bay Heights Golf Club, our guest in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia, previewing this weekend's U.S. Open. Ben, the USGA last year upset a lot of golfers with the conditions at Shinnecock, specifically those greens. They normally don't do this, but with the USGA, do you think they're going to consider to dial it back a little bit this year, the USGA?
You know, I just don't know if it's in their makeup to dial anything back. Out of Pebble, there's a grass called Poana, and that's it's a grass that they use on their greens, and they can get those things rolling as quickly as they want to, and make it as difficult as possible, fair but difficult. And I really am looking forward to seeing the difference between the early morning rounds and the afternoon rounds. Poana greens typically will get very bumpy later in the day. The little seed heads on the top of the grass blades will actually start popping towards later in the day and can make the ball go offline even on a perfectly stroked putt. But I think it's going to be an advantage to tee off early in the first two rounds, kind of set the pace, and then let the weekend unfold.
Yeah, Ben, I read a quote from Ernie Els specifically about Pebble, and he says on this course, there's actually a big difference between the morning and the afternoon, that the greens will dry out, the conditions out there by the ocean as the day goes on. So, I mean, is he making too big a deal of this, or would you say this is a factor in terms of when your tee time actually is?
Well, I think it's both, and I really think if a player's hot, a player's hot. And but if you're looking at it day in and day out, with the conditions and the height they'll have the greens cut to later in the day, for sure is going to be a little bit more difficult. They'll get dry, they'll get crispy, especially on the weekends. They're going to pick up at least a foot and a half of pace for sure.
Ben, we talk about the greens. We've seen some pictures of the rough that are circulating on social media. Is that typical, or does that rough to you look a little bit tougher than normal?
Well, I think it's going to be consistent with major championships, especially U.S. Open. If you look back to a local tournament here in the '95, we had the Ryder Cup, or back in 2003 or 2013 at the PGA Championships at Oak Hill. The rough is the rough. The social media that you see a lot of the guys on social media dropping your ball in the rough and not even be able to find it. It's been that way for a long time. We just didn't have the social media component back in the day to show how penal it can be. U.S. Open typically is going to bring the field down to the winner will come out of the field of the field will be a guy who hits it straight. They bring the course in not as much as in length. So we're going to look at a precision driver is going to be the guy on the top of the leaderboard.
Ben, how do you like this? We've been talking golf here, and we haven't even gotten to Tiger. So, Tiger, I mean, to me, that was my favorite moment of this sports year for a lot of people, just seeing something we never thought we would see. And just kind of a general question, I mean, how was he able to reconstruct his career? And what do you think his chances are on this course this week?
Geez, I mean, you look at his chances. I was so fortunate. I was at Augusta this year on Saturday, and I got to see it firsthand. And it was a absolute clinic on how to play golf. You can never count him out. I mean, you look back in 2000 when he won by 15 shots at Pebble, and over Miguel Angel Jimenez, Ernie Els. And then he skipped over to Scotland, to St. Andrews, and won by eight that same year. And then just he had an off week and won the PGA Championship in a playoff. That's 2000 Tiger. So 19 years later, winning majors again. It's something that is very, very difficult to comprehend. But you can't count him out. He's in my pool for sure.
Ben, let's talk about Sodus Bay Heights Golf Club. How's the course looking? We know it's been a wet spring. When can people come by to play?
Yeah, it's a great question. It has been relatively wet, more than we'd like to see, but our golf course right now is in immaculate condition, perfect condition. Todd Van Kallenberg, our green superintendent, has done a bang up job, and we've got the place in tip top shape. And the public can play here 6 days out of the week. Wednesdays are reserved for members only, but we're open for play at limited times on those other 6 days, and all they have to do is give us a call at the golf shop or check us out at sodaspayheights.com.
Yeah, and I think as far as your deck there and the view overlooking the bay, too. Mm. Danger and I did the broadcast last year during during the auto dealers tournament, the REDA.
Sure.
It was just fantastic, Ben. I think we're coming back out, Ben, just so you know.
You're always welcome. And I'll tell you one other thing we do have I'd like to mention coming up in August here at Sodus Bay Heights is going to be our first annual Patriot Golf Day for the Folds of Honor Foundation. If you're interested in participating in this, you do not have to be a member to play. It's going to be Monday, August 12th at 1 o'clock. You can come out. You can support the Folds of Honor Foundation, which gives scholarships to the families of 100% disabled and fallen soldiers. The soldiers have given the ultimate sacrifice for our country. So we'd love to have you come out and participate in that. And again, you can call the golf shop at Sodus Bay Heights or look us up on the website for all that information.
Ben Wilson, Sodus Bay Heights Golf Club, our guest in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, good with his time, previewing the U.S. Open. Go check him out. Say hi. Ben, we appreciate your time as always and look forward to seeing you soon.
Gentlemen, come back anytime. Thank you so much and best of luck with the show.
Ben Wilson. Love that guy.
Yeah, love that course, too. I mean, that, even though the course doesn't love me. But.
Just pick up the ball.
Stop.
Just pick it up. That was great. If you missed it, we'll get it for you on demand shortly at ESPNRochester.com. You can also check it out on demand through the radio.com app. Just search out the sports bar, and all of our highlights are right there listed for you to listen anytime, anywhere. Aldrich to that is on the way next, Gino. Some sports thoughts, takes to wrap your mind around, and you're always welcome to join us. Pull up a stool at 454-ESPN. I've got a non-sports take and a sports take. Non-sports take. This was a heated debate at the bar last night. Me and my brother-in-law and my other brother-in-law, we were hanging out with our buddies, and the topic of M&Ms came up. We've got some devastating news in our family that was broken to us a couple of weeks ago. This is changing a lot of how we... This is my non-sports take, by the way. Changing a lot of how we view our family get-togethers. We'll get into that. And if you're the person who says that you watch sports, but only the second half matters, that you'd rather just watch the end of a game, some ideas for you.
I'm going to tell you which team won last night that's not named the Toronto Raptors or the Golden State Warriors.
Oh.
Okay, there's another team that benefited off everything last night. And if you're looking for clues, okay, as far as what's going to happen in Game 6, I'm going to give you a statistic that's going to blow your mind as far as just what the trend is here for Golden State, and that should tell you what's going to happen in Game 6. So we're going to... Going to tell you what Vegas thinks here.
Takes on the way next. I'll drink to that in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia and standby Mark Kelso about 20 minutes away here on AM 950 and 95.7 FM. ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.